Bumper music there. Thank you, Mike. Right on cue. yeah, so you guys are still tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. It's just going to be me hosting this hour, I suppose. You know, journalism is hard. Journalism is a hard thing to do. I know I have my podium in which I have to stand on. But more importantly, the thing about being a talk show host, and I don't really consider myself a talk show host over being a journalist. Now, I am more of a journalist than I am a talk show host. I do my research. I point out the enemies. I tell you their agenda. And, you know, but as a real journalist, as a real talk show host, you know, you got to flip it into diplomacy mode sometimes. There are things that are said on this program that I do not agree with all the time. Okay, there are things that are said on this program that I know aren't true. There are things on this program that I know is the gospel, okay? If you don't mind me saying that. And so either way, I can't get my wig twisted because you know, this is a platform for free speech. This is America. This is the free world, and we're going to have similar opinions. We're going to have a difference of opinions. So when you bring on a topic of religion, you know, we've been having wars all across this planet for as long as mankind has been conscious of itself. We've been having religious wars, you know. You can't just alpha male somebody out of their religion, out of what they think, and without having to pick up weapons and killing them. Even then, you'd have to kill somebody. You can't just dominate somebody, but you can offer your words of truth. You can offer your words of peace. And if that's not enough, then oh well. Oh well. People got to grow thick skin and move on, because we got a lot of agendas to cover. Okay? Now, I want to go ahead and get back on the phone lines. Hopefully this person has some information or questions that are pertaining to the subject matter of the show. Let's go ahead and go to Ontario, line one.
Hey guys, Bradley here in Canada. How you guys doing?
Hey Bradley, I'm in Toronto. How are you at?
Pretty good. Yeah, I just got one question for you. So knowing Freemasonry has a Luciferian doctrine,
yes,
and the United States was founded by Freemasonry, and you can, in the Masonry Encyclopedia, another host on RBN, Don Chapman, The Perfect Storm, he's on at 9 Eastern, he discusses this as well. I just wanted your thoughts on King James being a 33-degree Freemason, which
okay,
he is.
First off, he's dead, so I don't know what he is now. But hopefully he's in heaven, that which make him not a Freemason, but we don't know. But, but you know, let's just understand that America was not founded on Masonry. Masons were involved, certainly.
George Washington was a Freemason. Yeah. He was a Grand Lodge Freemason. Well,
that's what they allege, and I'm not surprised if it's true. But you know, I don't think he remained a Mason all his life. But you know, we don't know. I'm not here to discuss that. All I can tell you is that there, anytime there is going to be truth, and people that are valiant for truth, there will always be the counterfeit accompanying it. I mean, that's easy to prove. If you got a $100 bill that's really worth $100, you're going to find some smart aleck somewhere that is going to copy it. Because there's money in it. There's benefits.
Yeah, that doesn't negate the fact that he was a Freemason with a Luciferian doctrine.
Well, okay, he might have been. I'm not advocating for Washington.
Oh, he was. That's his point of fact knowledge.
Okay, fine. I mean, that's your
just hop in the Freemasonry encyclopedia.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, notwithstanding. America was not founded on George Washington. He was only a president. America is founded on we the people and their adjudication to a document. And that document is adjudicated as the final authority.
Based on the structure of Freemasonry. Yeah.
Freemasons were certainly, I think it's fair to say that Freemasons were there, that's for sure. And they certainly have their Luciferian agenda. But you know, America, the vast majority of the populace of America when it was founded by people that were God-fearing, Bible-believing, sincere, not Luciferian, not Masonic, evil, pedophile. No, the voter base, by far and away, in George Washington...
Well, that's what they want the peasants to believe, right? The leaders don't believe in it. Just as long as the people do, that's all that counts.
Well,
they don't need
whatever
to believe
the motive,
the people do.
Whatever the motive was in that happening, all I can tell you is that the America that created the documents and that created the philosophy that produced that country and Canada, which is mirrored in many ways, that generation and people boast of the most peaceful, prosperous, the best generation, the best place you'd ever want to live. Where law and order, where prosperity, where family values, where you could raise a family and have peace and have representation and have a judicial system. Now, sure, there are a lot of evil people everywhere. And anywhere there's truth, there's going to be counterfeits, of course. But by far and away, America, Canada, to some extent Britain, have championed as because the, not because the leaders are great, because leaders are wicked, like Mark Twain said. He said politicians are like diapers. You got to change them often and for the same reason. So we're not talking about the leaders of these countries. We're talking about the people that created the documents upon that they adjudicate the Dominion of Canada and the Republic of the United States of America. These are model nations, the best that have ever been on the planet so far, not perfect, but the best. And so I think we're very quick to criticize and judge, you know, our countries in the West. And meanwhile, you've got countries that used to burn their widows on the Ganges River. You got countries that are eating children alive in public ritual. You got, you know, why don't we get more critical about the Muslim countries where they're sewing women's vaginas shut and they're marrying 4-year-old children because they're copying their leader, Mohammed. Why are we criticizing Hindu, which was promoted pedophilia in print? You know, but Christianity, Bible-believing Christianity, is a Christianity that honors family, that protects children, including the unborn, that honors integrity and justice and free speech and freedom of religion, even for people you disagree with.
And the genesis of Christianity started in Venetian ancient Canaanite religion.
Well, look, I mean, you're these are all fanciful fairy tales that, you know, you're... They sound really cute on a conspiracy.
They're documented fact. You can read all about it.
Oh, come on! You can read what? I can read the fairy tale, and does that make it true? Of course not. You got to. It's not that simple. Research isn't that simple.
You should read Manly P. Hall sometime. The Secret Teachings of All Ages.
Yeah, Manly P. Hall was a Mason himself. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Yes, he was.
He's telling you.
Are you out of your mind? I can't believe that.
He was a mastermind.
Talk about cognitive dissonance.
Evil has to tell you before they do it. They can't break natural law.
That may be true. I don't know how. I'm not sure how that fits into our conversation.
Well, neither are we. The door swings both ways.
Yeah. Well, okay. I appreciate your question.
I just wanted to ask that question because the King James Bible was written by a 33-degree Freemason.
First off, King James didn't write it. It was translated by 52 scholars.
He hired by him. The guys what to write. And if you didn't write it, you're absolutely wrong. It's documented. Yeah, read it.
It's documented where?
In the encyclopedia.
Come on. That's nonsense.
All kinds of dialects.
It's nonsense.
Documented facts, sir.
Okay, well, look.
Guys, we're going to have to agree to disagree, but this is really kind of off topic.
Well, you know that, V. V, you know he's a 33-degree Freemason.
The proof is in the pudding. The King James Bible basically gave birth to all of the values that you're thankful for as a Canadian. Okay, so why would a satanic Luciferian create a book that gives birth to all of the things that you love and gives birth to all of the things that your enemy hates? Why would they give you a book like that? Why? Are you kidding me? Come on, that's stupid.
The Bible could be used as a weapon in the wrong hands. Okay.
If you're an idiot, yes. If you don't interpret it correctly, if you're illiterate and you don't study it.
Watch the movie The Book of Eli. That explains it beautifully.
The Bible is not in the Bible as a weapon. The Bible,
People get desperate, they do stupid things, right?
There's no such thing as the Book of Eli in the Bible.
Bradley, I want to thank you for calling in. But I have to swing the show back to the topic at hand here. And that is the NSA. That is the NSA using religion for their purposes of evil. Now, something that they do with this voice-to-skull technology, something that they do with the dream-to-skull technology, with the mind-reading technology, something that they do, and it's mentioned in this PSYOP manual that I had given you. Something that they do is they put hardships on people, and then they spout some religious, something to get people to come to the Word of God. Or Jesus in a lot of scenarios, okay? Something that they do, they put a lot of hardships, and then they will reward them for doing what was asked of them in various ways or another, because they have the power to know what it is that you want, what it is that you desire. They will reward you for doing what it is that they wanted you to do. Let's say there's a guy who desperately wants a wife, but he's going through some very hard times. This guy is a reporter or something. He does the truth. He's and what he inherently does is not something the government wants him to do. So let's just say he's going through hard times and he has to get a new job. Oh, well, now let's say he gets a job, you know, working behind a desk at a government agency. Oh, okay. So now that he's done what they want him to do, they will, you know, send a handler to his church and you know, they'll meet up and have a relationship together, for example. They'll force you covertly to do what it is they want you to do, and it's all done through the guise of religion. How do you feel about that?
A lot of things are done through the guise of religion. I mean, it's I certainly know that happens all the time. You're absolutely, you know, outlining reality there, because that happens all the time. As a pastor, I can tell you that people infiltrate churches all the time. And that just is naturally what depraved people will do. Because look at this, baby. People are wicked. All people are wicked. It's in all of us. And if we don't have something to curb it, we will all do wicked, selfish. Now, look, if you don't believe that, we have a freeway in Toronto called the 401. It's a major four-lane highway that goes through the city of Toronto. People get on there, and otherwise courteous and intelligent Canadian people all of a sudden become devils. And they'll flip the bird at people. They'll swear. They'll cut people off. You know, and it could be your neighbor. You get home, oh, hi, neighbor. You know, cut the grass for the guy. Meanwhile, that's the same guy you swore at 5 minutes ago. You know, so the real person really comes out when they think they'll never see you again. So the problem is people are just wicked. And so unless it's curbed, that's how people are. They're wicked. And that's why they're going to hell, unless they get saved. Now, so that being said, of course people are going to ride on the credibility of a valid faith like Christianity. And they're going to come in like wolves in sheep's clothing to gain. I mean, let's put it this way. Nobody ever infiltrates a Hindu temple to try to pervert Hindus into ways of... No, they're always trying to infiltrate Christian religions. Why? Because sincere Christian people are very tender and very easy to get along with. They turn the other cheek, just like Jesus tells them to. So they're easy to dupe, okay? And so that's why... And they're usually very successful because God blesses them and builds great countries with them and great families and great farms and great communities and schools and education and libraries on every corner and governments that actually try to represent to some extent. You know, that's how Christian people generally have their society structure. So obviously where Christians congregate at church, that's where people who are abusers and counterfeiters are going to go to try to find women or, you know, abuse children or whatever else. So, and they'll do it in the name of religion. But that does that make the religion bad? Of course not. That in fact, that proves that it's true, because evil is always trying to infiltrate and counterfeit that which is legitimate. I mean, nobody, like in Canada, we have a store called Canadian Tire. Okay. Canadian Tire is a famous, you know, hardware type of a store, right? And they have something called Canadian Tire Money, where you have, you know, you go in and you spend a certain amount of money, and they give you this. It looks like, you know, some kind of government issued currency, but it's, you know, got a picture of the Canadian Tire logo, but it looks like a dollar bill or a $2 bill. And so nobody ever tries to counterfeit those. You know why? Because they're not really worth anything unless you go to that store. But if you had a $100 bill, everyone's going to try to counterfeit a $100 bill because it actually is real, well, in theory, and has value. So, look, nobody's going to try to infiltrate and counterfeit Islam. It's already messed up, man. Their leader is a pervert, a pedophile.
Hold on now. I get where you're going here with it. And I'm going to tell you, that is one heck of a way to put it. Genius, in fact.
thank you.
The counterfeiting. But you have people who are not, I wouldn't describe as wicked, and I will throw my own personal experience in this. For example, when I was first targeted by the NSA, yeah, they had they tried pulling that thing on me when they turned on the voice God weapon. Oh, you know, oh, crap, what is going on here? Am I crazy now? What's going on here? Oh, this is the voice of God. Nope. Nope. Try again. Oh,
of course you said nope.
I said, listen, try again. Well, we're angels of God. Nope. Try again. We're aliens. No, try again. We're the ghost that haunts this apartment. Nope. And then once the AI in itself got turned off, there was this eerie microphone screech, and the guy said, listen, this is the NSA. We want you to do this, 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 this. I said, no, are you out of your mind?
That's incredible that you heard that. That is that's amazing.
the guy from the NSA is like, well, you'll have to hear this AI for the rest of your life then, if you don't do it. They wanted me to go and kill a bunch of people. I nearly I nearly had a breaking point. I nearly burnt down my apartment complex and robbed the gun store to go and do the shooting that they wanted me to do. But I grabbed my inner self, and you know, I had a singularity moment where I felt like I was one with God. And it's like I was immune after that point. I said, no, I'm not gonna do it. You know, I've got thick skin. There's nothing, you know, I can have any guest come on the show and tell me to say anything to me. I've heard nonstop streaming insults and death threats through V2K for a few years there. And there's just nothing anybody's going to do to get me off my game.
Well, let me ask you a question. That's very interesting. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Do you have anybody in your family, perhaps a grandmother, someone like that, or an auntie, that's a Christian that believes in prayer? As far as you know.
I come from a Baptist family.
Okay, so you probably got people that love you, that are probably in the previous generation, that pray for you. I'm guessing. I'm sure they come up.
I told my mother about what I was going through. I told my mother, listen, if you hear about my suicide, it ain't true. I didn't do it.
Okay, so I would like to humbly submit. I would like to humbly suggest to you, my friend, that the reason that you succeeded in defragging what was going on by that NSA is because not because you're something great or you figured it out or you got some inner strength. No, I believe, I'm going to humbly suggest, maybe some of that's part of it, but I'm going to suggest that somebody that loves you, that has an old-fashioned biblical faith, is been praying for you.
And yes, that God intervened. She prayed for me, and she says she prayed for me every day for a long time.
There you go, man. That's the answer. Now, you had inner strength. Maybe that's part of it. Your little, you know, you pulled yourself up by your bootstraps. No, that might be part of it. You got some Christian that loves God and believes the Bible that's praying for you, that loves you. That's why you're standing today with a sound mind, and you're not in jail or on the electric chair.
Yeah. <That's> why. Well, be that as it may, I'm somebody who went through that. But there are some people who do break down and do these false flag shootings. Do these false flag shootings.
Too bad they don't have a grandmother like you.
Yeah. Oh, my grandmother. She will out-Baptist you.
See what I mean? That's what you got, it, man. I would like to encourage you to pursue the faith of your parents and your progenitors. You know, become a biblical sound Christian. I really recommend it because you owe it as an honor to your family that you've been spared from these wicked things because people that believe God and trust God and believe His Word prayed for you. Look it up, man. I mean, biblical faith is the answer.
But my question to you is, what about these people who do break down and go and do these false flag shootings, who do go and do these mass shootings for the NSA, you know, gun control agenda? What about these people?
Too bad. They had no grandma like you. You no mother like you. Nobody that loved them and prayed for them. Very sad. It's our fault. It's our fault. We need to be producing more people that believe the word of God and have faith in Christ and believe in the word of God. And, you know, we need to be preaching more and getting the gospel out more and having Sunday school classes for little kids so that when they grow up, they'll raise their families to be godly and Christian. You know, we don't have that. The people that go off on these tangents and blow people's brains out, in almost every case, there's some kind of an atheist family or they're Satanists or they're raised in some, you know, godless situation. And, you know, in most cases, it's you know, they don't have faith in Christ. There's no biblical, loving Christian relatives or loved ones to give them a warm hug and say, God loves you. I love you. I'm praying for you. They don't have anyone like that. So they go off and shoot people and kill people. It's our fault because we live in a society that constantly denigrates the faith of our fathers, not the faith of George Washington. The leaders are wicked. I'm talking about the people that lived in the streets and that advocated and protested and forced their government to create that constitution. Those people are the people whose faith we should be emulating. But we do the opposite. We criticize it. We undermine the authority of the Bible as if it's a joke or some unreliable document. We're constantly shattering it and hacking at the foundations of the faith of our fathers. And we're reaping the benefits of it. Now you got slaughterers and killers, and the NSA is easily able to convince people to do wicked things because they're already wicked to start with, and there's nobody praying for them. We just have created this godless, atheist, Luciferian, where it's just pedophilia and monsters are running wild, and there's no grandmas praying for anybody anymore because grandmother's done gone dead, and all the people left are a bunch of Hollywood, Kardashian, Cardi B, whores and whoremongers.
Oh, yes.
It's a mess. That's all we got left now. It's a disaster.
Oh, I tell you what. Oh, yeah.
Let me preach them.
Oh, you hit a sore spot right there. Oh, wicked.
Good. Well, I am a preacher after all. What do you expect?
she went from being a whore, drugging guys and robbing them, to having interviews with Joe Biden.
What has this country come to? that would be considered an intelligent intercourse. You know, what in the world? There's a whore in the house, and she's interviewing the, you know,
the president-elect interviewing Joe Biden.
That's supposed to show you what we've come to. Don't think Trump's any better. You know, Trump, a child pedophile, child sex trafficking ring leader named Ghislaine Maxwell goes to jail for being a pedophile, and Trump says, "Oh, I wish her well while she's in jail." Man, if you got a pedophile going to jail that's sexually trafficking children, you should be wishing that you could get in the prison and cut her throat yourself. Not wishing her well.
Yeah.
Well, Trump's no better. You know, I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Whew. Well, you know what? I tell you what, you kind of got me reminiscing here because, oh, my grandmother, I guess I was a good kid. I never had to do this, but my cousins, she'll tell you to go outside, break off a tree branch. I'm going to whoop your butt.
Now I understand who you are. You got raised, brother.
I had to do that. I was her beloved golden child.
You got raised right.
Well, I know we are definitely coming up on a commercial break here soon. I want to say you raised a very excellent point. For these people who do go on these shootings, they don't have the family ties. They don't have the religious connections. They don't have the sense of community. These are all loners. They'll tell you in the news. That's the first thing you hear. This guy was a loner, you know, with the whole Sandy Hook.
It's the same guy.
Nobody knew who this Adam guy was because he was a loner. Yeah. And, you know, you can see the crazed look on his face.
Classic example of the head, voice to skull. You know, but obviously they're going to pick a target that's an easier picking. Like a guy that's, you know, like you, that has some, you know, you got some quality upbringing and a good, you got a lot of good things that have been put into you. They're not going to break through that firewall on a guy like you as easily. But some nut job that's raised by a single mom that never went to church, that hasn't got, you know, that hasn't been loved by anybody really aggressively, hasn't got anyone praying for them, is already a loner, already spends his whole life on video games, doesn't know hasn't got one Bible verse memorized, doesn't believe that there's a God, just hates everybody. That's going to be no firewalls there. The NSA will just be able to go straight into that guy's head, plant a pile of crap there, and he'll just go with it. So, you know, this is the problem. It's not just the NSA it's that people are easy pickings for that technology because they're not grounded in, you're right, they're not grounded in community, family, and faith. They're just like walking trees. They got nothing to them. And when, you know, this power of suggestion comes on, they just follow it. And they're hollowed out. You know, it's terrible.
Oh, no, absolutely. You're absolutely right about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break here, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
JF, just my patriotic juice is just going. And so we have Bill McGregor, Pastor Bill McGregor here with us. And what a show, what a show. I know there are people out there. I know I've not been paying attention to the board here. We got some phone calls, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone line here. We're going to get to Utah, line one. Go ahead.
Yeah, you two gentlemen, I wanted to make a comment. Can you hear me okay, by the way?
I hear you just fine. Go ahead, sir.
By the way, can you get up closer to your mics, both of you, because you got a lot of background room echo, so you need to get tighter to your mic so we can hear you better.
Oh, really?
I used to be an old radio producer, so I'm kind of finicky that way, you know. Anyway.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, get up there and try to eat that microphone. It'll sound better. But anyway, that gentleman that was giving you a little bit of static on the, you know, on the Constitution, the founders, and Masonry. The fact is, Masonry began as an honorable organization way, way back. It was the kind of the union of the temple workers, right, of the Solomon's Temple. In other words, the Levites that were in charge of the temple and its maintenance. So, you know, it's kind of the...
The true foundings of Freemasonry started with my ancestors way, way, way back before even that. Freemasonry was taken over and poisoned by this, you know, current establishment, just like anything else gets taken over and poisoned. But yes, what's your point?
Well, the fact is, you know, doesn't mean that everybody that was a member of it was terrible. But see, it's like in my own experience, as part of a cabal, an organization, a union, and it took me about 10 years to figure out that not everything in that organization was on the up and up before I finally abandoned it, or it abandoned me. But anyway, so that's what I wanted to do, is just... point out that just because somebody's a Mason doesn't mean that they're the devil, but the devil's found his way into the organization. Any organization that starts out as an honorable organization gets corrupted because people find out it's an opportunity for them to wield a little bit of power or authority or to get some credibility. That's another thing. If I want to be criminal... Well,
Great point. There are these Freemasons you see who have these fundraisers and charitable events things like that. But the thing about Freemasonry is they let you in on what they're really about little by little as you climb the ranks. Okay, little by little, you can't corrupt somebody just instantly. You have to do it very slowly. I've got Pastor Bill McGregor here. He can tell you all about how easy it is to corrupt the soul and do it passively, and how to do it, seemingly innocently, because it happens. Right?
It's called sophistry, right?
What's your name?
Sophistry and priestcraft.
What's our caller's name?
Tom
in Utah.
Tom, great point. You know, it's a great point. You know, and you're right. I mean, ostensibly, that is the foundation of the Freemason. I mean, a Mason is a stoneworker. So that's obviously there is some just etymologically, if nothing else, it would seem that the workers of Solomon's Temple were somehow involved in this ancient founding, the ancient version of it. But you got to understand something, that Solomon was wicked. He was a pagan, wicked man. That spent most of his life serving Lucifer. The star that he had, this star that called Star of David, is not Star of David, Star of Solomon. And it's not a Christian, a Jewish thing. It's a star of Molech, the star of Ashtaroth.
The star of Molech, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, the men that associated with Solomon.
That was used by pharmacy in the days of old.
Yeah, so even if the Masonic movement was, you know, even if we're going to assume that the soul founding culture was the temple builders culture, it very likely was corrupted right back, way back even then, because those people
kind of like the Boy Scouts. Like the Boy Scouts.
I've never been a Boy Scout, so I'm not an ass. He had the keys
of Solomon, correct? Didn't Solomon have demons build his temple? Didn't he have control over demons?
The Talmud does say that. It talks about these demon insects that would eat the stone. That's interesting. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of fascinating and very cleverly devised fables and some accuracy in the Talmud. But, the Bible doesn't tell us that. It's just, but Solomon, when he was a young man, he was righteous and loved the Lord God of Israel. And then he lived his entire adulthood as a wicked pagan. And then he repented as an old man and got right with God and went back to the Lord God as an old man. But from his young adulthood right through to his senior years, he lived as a pagan, idolatrous, Luciferian devil. I mean, and amazingly, he wrote 3 books of the Bible about that. So it's quite something when you think about it. But,
or had a ghostwriter write it for him.
Well, the Proverbs was actually a collection that he was part of it. But the Bible says it was Solomon, so I am a Bible-believing Christian. So the Bible says Solomon wrote it, then I believe it. But, I think that the modern Masonic movement basically has its roots in Weishaupt, obviously, and then eventually the Rothschilds, right? So this would be the Illuminati / they've pretty much co-opted the whole thing. Now, people do enter the Masonic movements thinking that it's just a Lions Club or some men's club where they can smoke cigars and talk about politics and influence people and maybe get a better job.
On this program, we call them Illuminatards.
Yeah, but then what happens is as they qualify and as they gain trust, then they move up in the degrees. To the point to where they get to the top and they find out Albert Pike was Luciferian and they sign in. And so, I think that many of the American, not all certainly, but many of the American founding fathers were high ranking Masonic, which means more than likely that they were aware of its Luciferian, centrality. But if they were Luciferian, they certainly wouldn't make it known, because 99.9% of their electoral were Bible-believing, God-fearing, Jesus Christ-believing, saved people. So they had to toe the line in public policy of biblical faith, even though they personally may not have held to it, but they were forced to be in the closet about their Luciferian ways, and they would only do things in encryption, like the architecture and the way they built things. On the surface, it seemed harmless. It seemed ancient Roman, which is noble, historical. But then you see the pentagrams when you look at it upside down. The backward masking. So at very best, all they could do to promote Luciferianism was to do it in encryption, which is obviously very limited in its ability to influence the public. By and large, America's public media has been the pulpits of America for most of its hundreds of years of foundation. The Bible preaching pulpits are where people got their media from. And then that's why it had such a great, North America is such a great place to live for these centuries, is because people have gotten their worldview from the Bible and from Bible preaching pulpits. And this is why we are blessed with the countries that we are, despite our rotten leaders. They were Luciferians, many of them, right? But it's like, I love Mark Twain, who said, politicians are like diapers. They got to be changed often and for the same reason. So great, great quote. I love it.
That's all I wanted to add. By the way, that gentleman that was rather hot against Christianity, obviously, he's been, used, abused, or betrayed by someone who used their position as a minister or as a Christian.
Right.
They put up a front of being Christian, but then when you turn around, the knife is in your back.
Rob has been through hell. We cannot hold anything against Rob. Rob's been through hell. He's been very candid on the show. you know, he's been abused and beaten, and you know, we cannot hold anything against Rob. Rob's my brother in arms, and he will continue to be my brother in arms. And you know, it's just
I see that often where people have been soured on Christianity because a so-called Christian has been a hypocrite, you know, claimed privilege with their moniker as being a Christian, but then in reality they've been the detractors or destroyers of the faith, and that really does hurt a lot of people. I've had to serve as a rape and abuse counselor, and I've seen that where young women would come to me and they would say, "My minister or my the preacher was my problem." And of course, the Catholic Church, and of course, we've seen that with the priests, and that makes it hard to keep people, looking at Christianity with respect, which it does deserve. I mean, like you said, what other country has provided the world such freedom, such privilege as our country, even though the men may not have been absolutely perfect, but they really, quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, were inspired in spite of their other afflictions or errors to produce a document and an organization or a government that initially was flawless or next to flawless. And what has it taken us only 2 years to corrupt what these men actually gave up their life and their even their wealth for?
Yeah, well said, brother. Well said. And this is this is a real, honest analysis, and an accurate one, I'd say. We're just too quick to diss our own roots as a godly, you know, God fearing society, and we just want to cut it all loose and go with the latest whim from some moron on the internet, you know, that hasn't shed blood for anything and hasn't fought to the death to stand for anything that he feels is right to save his family. You know, it's just some guy theorizing in a university somewhere, some postmodernist. You know, why are we following these people? They've done nothing for anybody. And yet these people think they're cute. They come up all these philosophies about how the Bible ain't so, as if they're the first person to think of that. You know, it's very sad that our own people want to diss the virtues, and we have some, of our society, and while they're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Of course, they're evil people that have, you know, led this country, but they haven't let their evil hang out because their jurisdiction won't let them. Their voter base are Christian people, so they have to put on a cloak at least of being, you know, I'm a Bible believer. Bill Clinton with his Bible under his arm. I'm a Baptist. Yeah, right. You know, they say that like our friend, just to carry the moniker of something that is noble, so that they can ride to the status of nobility on the surf of something that they are disingenuous about. And this is exactly what people like Clinton and whoever else, you know, Biden or we are people of faith. Remember what's her name? This witch that's running with Biden. We're people of faith too. Yeah, what faith? Satanism? I mean, what? Crazy. What a mess.
Well, Tom, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Good call, Tom.
Appreciate it. Great comments.
Have a good evening.
Yes, you too. Pastor Bill, I want to talk very quickly. Yes. Community is important. Family is important. All these things are important. Now that we have COVID-19 here, this bioengineered weapon created to social distance us, what do you think the public should be doing in these troubling times to combat that?
Social
distancing.
Answer that question. I think that freedom-loving people should just defy all edicts of social distancing, of lockdown. Just defy them. I mean, you can go to protest and march, we want our rights back, and that's okay. But rather than protest and hold up signs saying you want no more lockdowns or you want freedom, just go about and be free and stop listening to them and just open your store. And when they send you a fine, use it for toilet paper and blow your nose with the fine right in front of them and then throw it back in his face. You know, and stay open. And if they come with the police and the horses and they lock your door, then okay, well then go open somewhere else. But I'm just saying that rather than protest, just go ahead and be free and don't listen to them. And we're having church, like for example, our church is open. And then we even put it on our Facebook page. You know, if you don't like it, Mayor Tory, come and get it. You know, Mayor Trump. Because we don't have a mask mandate. You don't need to wear a mask in our church. Doors are open. If they want to come and fine us, fine us. If they want to close our door, we'll open somewhere else. But we're not going to let the government breach our rights that are spelled out in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which is much like the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in America. So we're just not going to let them do it. I mean, it's all a fraud. Okay, anyone with half a brain, two brain cells rubbing together, can easily figure out that the whole thing, it's just another kind of flu. That's all it is, at best.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it just needs to be ignored. You just go ahead, don't wear the masks, don't social distance. And have open your restaurant, open your church, have your schools, and go on ahead as if it wasn't there, because it's not there. And that's the best protest that we can all do. It really is.
Perfect. Perfect advice. That's exactly what I would have said. Almost word for word. Oh, wow. All right. Well, we have a few minutes left in the show here. I definitely want you to, once again, plug your ministries and especially your book, and where we can get all that, where we can see you on the pulpit.
Okay, well there's two books, shall we say. One's not written yet, the other one is, that your readers might find interesting and might enjoy. The first one that is already written is called The Tuning Fork, and it can be seen and learned about at thetuningfork.com. And that book is a book that I wrote over the last 25 years. Well, I stopped 3 years ago, so 23 years to write. And that book, what it does is it takes it's a Bible book. It's a book about the Bible. And the Bible is a book that is actually 66 books, not one book. It's 66 books put into one binding. It's a library, you might say. And one of the books of the Bible, of the 66, is called Isaiah. And Isaiah has 66 chapters. Well, in a cute kind of coincidence, you might say. You have 66 books in the Bible, and near the middle of the Bible, you got a book that has 66 chapters. Wouldn't that be interesting if each of the 66 chapters of that one book of Isaiah had some kind of cryptic or non-cryptic references to each of the 66 books of the Bible? Wouldn't that be cute? My suggestion was it would be really cute. In fact, it would be a miracle. So what I did was, in this book, is I delved that possibility. I went into each of the chapters of that of the book of Isaiah, and I show how each of those chapters points to, in cross-referencing and in numerical and many different ways, to each of the 66 books of the Bible in the same order as laid out in the book of Isaiah. So what that does, V, is that proves that's a miracle, because Isaiah is the one book that is best and most frequently represented in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And we found copies of Isaiah in the Dead Sea Scrolls that are about 800 years older than any copy we had until then. So Isaiah is of all books of the Bible, the one that is easiest to textually criticize because of its perfect abundance found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So, but in the book of Isaiah is a pre-write of the entire Bible. It shows that the Bible is supposed to be a 66 book Bible, and it shows the order of the books. So the book of Isaiah is the tuning fork that shows us that the rest of the Bible is in tune in the King James Bible specifically. So it's really a fascinating read. I think you'll find it, you know, if your listeners were to get it, they would walk away from it saying the King James Bible is an absolutely, unequivocally miraculous document and surely must be the Word of God. That's what you'll say, I think, if you read The Tuning Fork. And so that's that book. The other book is not written yet. It's kind of still coming. It's called We Are in Daniel's 70th Week. It has to do with Bible prophecy, and we talked about this on our last show together, where the Bible prophesies that there's a seven-year period that's coming. Some call it the tribulation. It's not an accurate word for it, but it's the first half of the 7 years is tribulation. The second half is wrath. So the Daniel 70th week, or the 7 year period we're talking about, is first half tribulation, second half wrath. And it's the time when the Antichrist rules over the world and, you know, he tries to wipe out Christians. We believe that we are in that time period now, and that it started with the peace deal that Jared Kushner and Donald Trump put together and then brought out to the public on January 20th, which was followed by a bunch of events that took place. So that's the other topic. Now, I've got a playlist on my YouTube channel that goes into all of that.
I got to ask you something very quickly. Have you been following Spitting Image?
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. I love the cartoons. Those dolls are amazing.
The Jared Kushner doll that doesn't move.
Oh, that was great. Well, yeah.
But he seems to get the job done everywhere he goes.
That was so funny. Yeah, that was hilarious. That was something else. Yeah, that was beautiful. But I got to hand it to the guy that makes those puppets. That is some brilliant work. I've done that in my past. I've done caricatures of political cartoons, and those are masterly. I mean, that's unbelievable. It's off the chart. Amazing. But although they are, they're obviously, some of the humor is certainly off color. I can't endorse it as a picture. But the artwork is amazing.
Let's not forget your websites.
The Tuning Fork is at thetuningfork.com. And the place where you can find the playlists on the Daniel 7th week. This Daniel 7th week is extremely important. So go to the Bill McGregor YouTube channel, Bill MacGregor YouTube channel. I got about 250 subscribers, so it's a decent sized channel. You'll find it on the top of the list. Go there and subscribe, and you go to the playlist called "We Are in Daniel's 70th Week," and you'll see what is going to become a book if I get the time to do it. And then also our church website is Trinity Baptist Church of Toronto.com. We're in the city of Toronto. We're an independent fundamental Baptist church. We believe the Bible, the King James Bible, go soul winning. We're hard preaching. We're against the world, New World Order. We're against the technocracy. We're against the Great Reset. We're against the lockdowns. We believe COVID's a lie. We believe Sandy Hook was a false flag and all the other ones below it. So, we're an awake Bible believing Baptist church. Okay. So anyway, that's our church. That's my stuff. Thanks for letting me promote it.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you. This is the Red Pill Hardcore. I mean, we got to have a little controversy. We got to rouse people up every now and again. I don't cater to any one point of view. This is freedom of speech for everybody, and everybody has a chance to fight for our freedoms and fight the New World Order in their own way. And so, for those of you listening in, we're going to get more diverse people, and I'm not the kind of guy that has to have everybody agree with me, but if you have some counter argument, we're definitely going to talk about it. So, I want to really thank all the listeners and all the callers, and I would like to invite you on for next Thursday. I want to give you a week to analyze that document.
I will. Promise.
All right. I will have you on next Thursday, if you would. All right. You can share with your people that you're going to be on the show. Hopefully, they'll all be listening in. I would love for your congregation, your people to call in and become fans of the show, listeners of the show. And that way we can grow up together. And, it's time. Time. Yes. That's right. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, man with third eye is king. So please educate yourselves.
Processing company. And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.